Tog svetog mesta.
Upasparšanat.
Upasparšanat.
Kupajući se redovno u vodi.
Kupajući se redovno u vodi.
Eva.
Eva.
Zaista.
Zaista.
Vinirduta.
Vinirduta.
Potpuno pročišćeno.
Potpuno pročišćeno.
Mala šaja,
mala šaja,
od svih prljavština u srcu,
od svih prljavština u srcu,
džabanda,
džabanda,
mantrajući ili tiho izgovarajući,
mantrajući ili tiho izgovarajući,
Brahma,
Brahma,
mantre koje počinju sa om,
mantre koje počinju sa om,
kao om tad višno paraman padam sadapašyanti suraja. Kao om tad višno paramam
om tad višno paramam
padam sada pašyanti suraya
padam sada pašyanti suraya
paramam
paramam
krajni cilj
krajni cilj
tepu
tepu
vršili
vršili
tatra
tatra
tamo
tamo
mahat
mahat
velike
velike
tapa
tapa
pokore
pokore
devot na Narayana Sarasu druga grupa sinova je vršila pokore na isti način kao i prva. Kupali su se u svetoj vodi koja je pročistila njihovo srce od svih prljavih materijalnih želja. Tiho su izgovarali mantre koje počinju sa omkarom i podvrgli se oštrim strogostima. Smisao. Svaka vedska mantra se naziva Brahma, jer svakoj mantri prethodi Brahmakshara, Aum ili Omkara. Om ili Omkara. Naprimjer, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Gospodin kaže u Bhagavad Giti 7.8 Pranava Sarva Vedešu. U svim vedskim mantrama ja sam predstavljen sa pranavom ili omkarom. Tako je izgovaranje vedskih mantri koje počinju sa omkarom neposredno izgovaranje Krišnog imena. Nema razlike. Bilo da neko peva omkaru ili oslovljava gospodina sa Krišna, značenje je isto. Ali Šri Čaitanja Mahaprabhu je preporučio da u ovom dobu pevamo Hare Krishna mantru Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. Mada nema razlike između Hare Krishna mantre i vedskih mantri koje počinju sa omkarom, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, vođa duhovnog pokreta ovog doba, je preporučio da pevamo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, 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 Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Upasparshana Deva Vinudu Tamalashaya Japanta Brahma Paramam Tipastatra Mahattapa. Translation. At Narayana Saras, the second group of sons performed penances in the same way as the first. They bathed in the holy water and by its touch all the dirty material desires in their hearts were cleansed away. They murmured mantras beginning with Omkara and underwent a severe course of austerities. In the Vedic times, practicing austerities was a must.
U vedsko doba praktikovanje strogosti je bila neophodnost.
In modern times, to practice austerity is considered to be pathological.
U savremenom dobu praktikovanje strogosti se smatra patološkim.
People who come and see the devotees sleeping on the floor, eating simply, not visiting the cinemas and clubs of entertainment, think, oh, there must be something wrong in the mind of these poor boys and girls.
Ljudi koji dođu u hram i vide kako bakte spavaju na podu, kako jedu jednostavno, onda kad čuju da ne idu u bioskope ili u klubove za zabavu, oni misle da nešto, najvjerojatnije nešto nije u redu u glavama ovih jadnih mladića i devojaka.
They come from good Yugoslavian families.
Oni do...
Still they practice as if they are gypsies.
Oni dolaze iz dobrih jugoslovenskih porodica, a žive kao cigani.
And sometimes in the wild imagination of the media, they over they exaggerate the austerity so that it looks almost bizarre.
Tako u ludoj imaginaciji medija, oni preteruju u predstavljanju tih strogosti i da to zvuči gotovo bizarno. Zimi oni spavaju na hladnom kamenom podu i jedu samo sočivo leću.
We have isolation net and we eat like kings, but in the imagination it is like this.
Mi imamo vrlo lepe prostirke koje dobro izdeluju i jedemo kao kraljevi, ali u njihovoj imaginaciji je tako.
Yes, because the modern mind is so much against practicing austerity.
Jer savremeni je jako, jako puno protiv praktikovanja strogosti.
Therefore, even the small things which we do, they appear to be almost inconceivable for them.
Čak i male stvari koje mi radimo, njima izgledaju gotovo nepojmljive.
So, no, today, please let us investigate a little bit why the sons of Daksha practice austerities and why we also believe in practicing austerities. Because it's generally not understood.
Danas ćemo malo da razmotrimo zašto su sinovi Dakše primjenjivali strogosti i zašto mi primjenjujemo strogosti, jer uglavnom obično ljudi to ne shvataju.
The reason is to purify the heart.
Razlog je da bi se pročistilo srce.
In the heart there are six enemies of the soul.
U srcu ima šest neprijatelja duše.
Which cover the heart with its influence.
Koji prekrivaju srce sa svojim utjecajem.
One is lust, the other is greed, then there is enviousness, then there is madness, what else?
Delusion
and anger.
Požuda, pohlepa, iluzija, ludilo, gnev i zavist.
That's all?
Yes.
We want to hear them so that we can fight them.
I said all that.
Oh, so far.
Quickly.
And these enemies are acting in a way that you can't see how they act. They are very clever.
Ti neprijatelji su vrlo pametni i deluju na način koji se ne može primetiti.
They cover your thinking.
Oni prekriju vaše razmišljanje.
And your feeling.
I osjećanje.
So that you can't detect them.
Tako da ih ne možete primetiti.
It's almost as if you put sugar in water, it becomes one with the water, so to say, not actual, but it appears that it is one with the water, and then you can't see it.
To je gotovo isto kao kada stavite šećer u vodu i on se stopi s vodom i ne možete ga vidjeti.
In the same way, a person who is in Maya, who is attacked by these enemies, he can't see for himself. He only feels a little sticky, that's all.
Na isti način, osoba koja je u Maji, koju su napali, koju su napali ti neprijatelji, ona ne može osjećati sama, nego se osjeća lepljivo.
And in order to overcome the leblu, he engages more under the dictation of one of those enemies.
Da bi natišao tu lepljivost, on se on dođe pod utjecaj jednog od tih neprijatelja.
Srila Prabhupada once gave the example of someone who feels distressed.
Srila Prabhupada je jednom dao primjer osobe koja se osjeća unesrećena.
So in order to overcome his distressedness, he goes and eats from the refrigerator in the night.
Nadišao to u svoje znemirno stanje, svoje nesrećeno stanje, on ustaje noću i jede iz frižidera.
His distress doesn't go away when he eats.
Njegova nesreća ne odlazi kada jede.
In fact, his distress becomes more if he eats like mad.
Zapravo ako jede jako puno, ako jede kao lud, onda postane još nesrećniji.
But because he is in that maya, he thinks by eating my distress will go away.
Ali pošto je u maji, on misli ako jedem, moja nesreća će otići.
Maybe from your previous life and the material world you know about that.
Možda znate to iz svog prošlog života u materijalnom svetu.
One does something in order to overcome the distress, but the means which one has adopted are causing new distress.
Osoba radi nešto da bi nadišla nesreću, ali način koji primenjuje da nadiđe nesreću uzrokuje novu nesreću.
The same way with material knowledge. One thinks, or if I'm an uneducated fool, I will have no chances in my life. Then someone goes to the university and then the real problems start.
Isto je sa materijalnim znanjem. Neko misli ako je neobrazovan da će imati problema, ali kada ode na univerzitet, onda se pojave novi problemi.
He has to learn so many material subjects, and in the end, in order to apply it, it requires so much hard work and writing of one's ideas.
Mora da proučava jako puno materijalnih predmeta i potrebno je da uloži jako puno napora da nastane.
In order to apply this material knowledge, one has to write off his ideas because one has to be part of this society.
Da bi primenio to znanje, mora da ostavi svoje ideale, jer mora biti sastavni deo društva.
So the same is when our hearts are covered over by the influence of and greed and lust and enviousness and illusion and so on. Whatever we do under the in order to improve our situation does not really help us.
Slično tome, kao što je kada je naše srce prekriveno sa požudom, pohlepom, zavišću, iluzijom, onda na taj način se ne rešavaju naši, to nam ne pomaže, ne rešavaju se naši problemi.
Whatever we do materially,
šta god materijalno uradimo,
because with these material activities we usually are under the influence of one of those enemies, we aggravate our problems more and more.
Kad smo pod utjecajem jedna od tih odlika, onda imamo materijalne probleme i oni se povećavaju sve više i više.
Therefore in Krishna consciousness we want to purify our hearts from the influence of these six enemies.
Stoga u svjesnosti Krišne mi želimo pročistiti svoje srce od utjecaja tih šest neprijatelja.
And in order to do this we practice austerities.
I da bismo to postigli, primenjujemo strogosti.
In an atmosphere of austerity, greed cannot grow.
U atmosferi strogosti, pohlepa se ne može razvijati.
Or illusion has no chance.
Ili iluzija, nema mogućnosti za to.
Greed, in order to grow, needs the good nourishment of seeing material sense objects or coming in contact with them.
Da bi pohlepa narasla, potrebno je da dođu u dodir sa materijalnim predmetima čula ili da dođu u dodir sa njima.
But if you live a simple life and you do not expose yourself to the sensual temptations of modern civilization, greed won't prosper so much.
Ali ako ako sebe ne izlažemo iskušenjima savremene civilizacije, onda pohlepa se neće napredovati, neće se razvijati tako dobro.
Or if you live in an atmosphere where you are forced to be, where you are quite humble, then you can't be so much about, so much an illusion about yourself.
Ili ako živite u atmosferi u kojoj delujete jako ponizno, onda ne možete biti tako puno u iluziji o sebi.
Maybe we can open the window a little bit, because
prozor,
of course, the air is becoming a little bit.
No. Vazduh se gubi.
So the lifestyle of the devotees is simply taking care that illusion and greed and so on can't grow so fast.
Životni stil bhakta jednostavno pomaže da iluzija, pohlepa ne mogu rasti tako brzo.
This austerity means we do not give food to our enemies.
Ta strogost znači da mi ne dajemo hranu našim neprijateljima.
It is said that diseases and enemies, you should not give them food, then they go away.
Rečeno je da bolestima i neprijateljima ne bi trebalo davati hranu, onda oni odu.
Actually it said disease and unwanted guests. You don't give them food and then they go away.
Rečeno je bolesti i nepoželjnim gostima. Ako im ne date hranu, onda oni odu.
Yeah. So our process of austerity in Krishna consciousness is that the unwanted guests, which are within our heart and our mind, they go away.
Naš proces strogosti u svjesnosti Krishna je da nepoželjni gosti koji su u našem srcu i našem umu idu.
This is a very important point. There was once the song, "Penny Lane is in my heart and in my mind." So in the same way we can say these unwanted guests like illusion and all this maya is in our hair.
Kao što postoji pesma Penny Lane je u mom srcu i u mojoj duši. Sjećam tome iluzija je u našem srcu i u našem umu.
So in Krishna consciousness we want to get maya out of our heart and our mind.
Slično tome u svjesnosti Krišne mi želimo da izbacimo maju iz našeg uma i našeg srca.
Sometimes the psychologists will say, well, this won't work.
Ponekad psiholozi će reći to neće uspjeti.
If you suppress your natural inclinations, then you will develop a neurosis.
Ako potisnete vaše prirodne sklonosti, onda ćete razviti neurozu.
You must be very careful.
Morate biti jako pažljivi.
See, our modern civilization is not allowed to do what they want because of social restrictions, and therefore we see so many sick people on the street.
U našoj savremenoj civilizaciji ne dozvoljava se ljudima da rade bilo šta god hoće zbog društvenih ograničenja. I stoga vidimo jako puno bolesnih ljudi na ulici.
Then they give an example of a young boy who never had sex life.
Onda daju primjer mladića koji nikada nije imao seks.
Later, when he grew up, he was completely finished inside.
Kad je odrastao, onda je unutra bio potpuno uništen.
And then one day, he just ran in the apartment of an old lady and committed the most horrible sexual crime.
I onda je jednostavno uleteo u stan neke stare gospođe i počinio najodvratnije seksualni kriminalno delo.
See, they say he should have been a natural young boy in this youth, and then this wouldn't have happened.
Oni kažu, vidite šta se vidite, da je bio prirodan mladić u mladosti, to se ne bi desilo.
Our whole modern society is this is an argument given the modern society.
To je argument koji se daje u savremenom društvu.
So how do we deal with this?
Kako se mi kakav je naš stav prema tome?
What you say, Guneshvara Prabhu?
Guneshvara Prabhu, šta bi ti rekao?
We are not doing what the modern society thinks is very important for self-development. Now, is there any chance that maybe we might become a little strange after some time?
Mi ne radimo ono što savremeno društvo smatra da je dobro za samorazvitak i onda postoji mogućnost da postanemo malo čudni nakon nekog vremena.
Anyone?
Ili bilo ko ako može da
odgovorite. What would you answer?
Šta biste odgovorili?
Same thing has happened also with a normal child who grew up normally.
Ista stvar se desila sa običnim detetom koje je odraslo na normalan materijski način i koje je jednako ludo kao neko ko nije.
Yes, however we see that, if people are more crazy, if they have all these unfulfilled desires in them and they don't live them out, these desires manifest usually in a crazy way. And that's a fact. I mean, there is no arguing about it. This is something which we see. So, Gopinath's answer is not yet 100% the answer.
Činjenica je da ljudi imaju sve te lude želje i da ako ih ne žive, onda su razviju se u lude osobe, ali odgovor Gopinath Prabhu je nije još uvijek poklon. Ko nam može pomoći, ko može još odgovoriti?
Everybody should answer, because this is, you will see many of the people that will argue like this with you.
Bhakti iz Beograda treba odgovoriti, jer ljudi će se raspravljati sa vama o tome.
The argument is, if you do not fulfill your desires,
argument je,
they will be in your womb.
Ako ne zadovoljite svoje želje, one će biti u vašem umu.
All the time.
Sve vreme.
And drive you crazy.
I izluditi vas.
Therefore, live them out.
Stoga i živite ih.
You will be amazed in Germany this philosophy. There was a Rajneesh, and he made thousands of followers with this argument.
Sa ovakvom filozofijom i ovakvim argumentom Rajneesh on je za hiljade sledbenika napravio srce. Ko će odgovoriti, ko će pomoći?
Priroda naših čuvara je da možemo uživati preko njih. A na bilo koji način, u ovom slučaju, ako pokušavamo da delujemo, nećemo biti zadovoljni. Mi u svesnosti Krišne učimo da zadovoljimo čuva Krišne. Na taj način možemo biti srećni.
Šta je priroda čula? Prvo što si rekao, priroda čula?
Priroda je čula da moraju biti na neki način zadovoljni.
The nature of the senses is that they must be somehow satisfied. And in Krishna consciousness we learn to satisfy Krishna's senses. And then we can be satisfied.
I could have thought now to start arguing like a demon, but I do not want to do this.
Sad mogu da kažem da se raspravljam kao demon, ali ne bih htio to dobro.
But your answer is very nice.
Tvoj odgovor je vrlo dobar, vrlo lep.
It is actually we can actually see in real life that if someone has a better engagement, he leaves the old engagements.
U stvarnom životu, u svakom životu možemo vidjeti da ako neko ima, ako nađe neku bolju aktivnost, onda ostavi inferiornu aktivnost.
For instance, little Sudarshan.
Na primjer, mali Sudarshan.
How old are you now?
Koliko imaš godina?
30. Yes. There was a time when he was ready to fight for his toys.
Bilo je vreme u prošlosti kada je bio spreman da se tuče za svoje igračke.
His little teddy bear. He could not sleep without his little teddy bear.
Nije mogao da spava bez svog malog mede.
And other toys.
I drugih igračaka.
And if someone, if Asura Prabhu would have come and taken away his teddy bear, this would be war, a war declaration.
Ako bi Akuru došao da uzme njegovog medveda, onda bi bila objava rata.
The mind of the little boy would just turn around the teddy bear and his relationship with the teddy bear.
U malog dečaka bi se stalno vrteo oko mede i svog njegovog odnosa sa medom.
But now he has grown up and he has other things.
Ali sad je on odrastao, ima druge stvari.
He worships Krishna.
On obožava Krishnu.
Gauri Jai, huh?
Yeah. Gauri Jai. Yes.
So he has teddy bear is no longer interesting.
Meda više nije zanimljiv.
When he goes by a shop with different kinds of teddy bears, he's not standing there for an hour and looking who would be my friend.
Kad prođe pored prodavnice sa puno meda, onda on ne gleda u izlog i ne misli ko će od ovih postati moj prijatelj.
Because he has his consciousness has been raised to a different status. In this case, the Sisi Gauri Jai.
Jer je njegova svjesnost uzdignuta do drugačijeg položaja, u ovom slučaju do Sisi Gauri Jai.
See, by material desires, people's mind becomes locked up in a certain small little world.
Sa materijalnim željama umovi ljudi postanu zaključeni u određeni mali svet.
And they become extremely disturbed when one factor of this small little world doesn't work the way they want to control it.
I postanu krajnje uznemireni kada jedan činilac u tom malom svetu ne funkcioniše, u tom malom svetu koga žele kontrolisati.
For instance, it might be possible that at this time one person in Beograd flips out completely because he cannot find his toothpick.
Moguće je da sada neka osoba u Beogradu potpuno je uznemirena zato što ne može naći čačka.
Yeah, he is so used after eating to use this his toothpicks made in Bulgaria and not any other sort, huh? Then if his wife has not bought new toothpicks, he becomes mad at her.
On je toliko vezan da koristi te čačkalice koje su napravljene u Bugarskoj, da potpuno poludi i postane besan na svoju ženu ako mu ne kupi te čačkalice.
You foolish wife, why did I marry you? You don't even bring my maid in Bulgaria for the toothpaste.
Budala ste žena, zašto sam te oženio? Čak mi ne možeš mi kupiti čačkalice iz Bulgarske. Budala ste žena, zašto sam te oženio? Čak mi ne možeš mi kupiti čačkalice iz Bulgarske.
This is
definitely
you may laugh, but this is a fact. People are so attached to their little toys, which gives them some imagined form of satisfaction, that they become crazy with these toys disappearing.
Ljudi su toliko vezani za svoje igračke koji im daju neki zamišljeni osjećaj, tobožnji osjećaj zadovoljstva, i da i postoje polude potpuno kad nemaju, kad nestanu tim.
Every conditioned soul lives in such a little illusory world.
Svaka usiljena duša živi u takvom malom iluzornom svetu.
Do you know how you can capture goose?
Da li znate kako možete uhvatiti gusku?
You just paint a circle this white chalk around them and they won't be able to leave that circle.
Samo nacrtate krug oko njih sa belom kredom i one neće moći da napusti taj, da izađu iz tog kruga.
So in the material world we are like all like goose.
U materijalnom svijetu mi smo svi kao guske.
This material desires, you know, they are like this short circle.
Materijalni želje su kao taj krug.
We would answer to this argument that you develop a neurosis if you do not follow your material desires, that this is actually not true if you break on through to the wonderful world of Krishna consciousness.
Mi kažemo da ta izjava, da ta činjenica da kada materijalne želje svoje ne zadovoljimo, da poludimo, mi kažemo da to nije istinito, jer je moguće to nadići kada prodremo u svet, divan svet svjesnosti Krišne.
And austerities are helping us.
Strogosti nam pomažu u tome.
Because, as I said earlier, in the atmosphere of austerities, our material minds cannot become disturbed.
Kao što sam ranije rekao, u atmosferi strogosti naši materijalni umovi ne mogu biti uznemireni.
They can't be disturbed by our enemies like illusion and greed.
Ne mogu biti uznemireni sa našim neprijateljima kao što su iluzije i pohlepa.
So here we see the sons of the second group of sons of Maharaj Daksha going to a holy place and bathing every day in order to clean the hearts from dirty material desires.
Ovdje vidimo kako druga grupa sinova Maharaja Dakše odlazi na sveto mjesto skupa da bi srce pročistila od prljavih materijalnih želja.
In India you will find this that there are holy rivers and people early in the morning, as early as 4 o'clock, go there and take a bath no matter how cold it is.
U Indiji ćemo vidjeti da ljudi još 4 sata ujutru odlaze na svete reke i kupaju se koliko god je hladno.
In the Vamsi Gopal temple that Srila Prabhupada stayed, previously was taking sannyas, there was an old lady who went every morning at 4 o'clock to the Yamuna, took a bath, and brought water from the Yamuna in a jug back to the temple for the introduction.
Vamši Gopal hramu u kojem je Šila Prabhupada živao pre nego što je uzeo sanjas, je postojala jedna starica koja je svako jutro išla na Yamunu, okupala bi se i napunila jedan vrč sa vodom, donila ga nazad za obožavanje božanstva.
Because she was doing that service, she was for sure going back home back to daughter.
Šila Prabhupada je rekao, zato što je radila tu službu, sigurno je otišao nazad kući Bogu.
Yes, this is a fact, because when you do this austerity of bathing every day in the Yamuna early, you really understand that there's life beyond the body.
To je činjenica, ako se svako jutro kupate u Yamuni, onda zaista shvatate da postoji život iznad tela.
We all know this when we are in our Virabhadra temple. Sometimes it is so austere in comparison to other temples.
Biz dabo kad smo u našem hrabu u Beogradu, ponekad je toliko strogo u poređenju sa drugim hramovima.
There is not enough place.
Nema dovoljno mesta.
I do not know, is there enough prasadam here?
Ne znam da li ovdje ima dovoljno prasadama.
Sometimes not, I think.
Mislim da ponekad nema.
Oh, is it all right? Yes, recently it's okay. But at least, you know, when I think back of the good old times, I know we did so much austerities in Germany.
Kada se sjetim dobrih starih vremena.
We would sleep in the cold car.
Mi smo tako puno strogosti radili u Njemačkoj, spavali bismo u hladnom autu.
And we had a bucket full of water.
Mi smo kopu vode.
For next morning.
Za sljedeće jutro.
But it was, when we wanted to take our shower, it was covered with a thin layer of ice.
Kad smo htjeli da se zalijemo, da se istuširemo, voda je bila prekrivena sa tankim slojem leda.
At that time we had wooden shoes, you know, we would put straw around the barefoot, around the foot, and then have a wooden shoe over it.
To vreme smo imali drvene cipele, stavili smo slamu oko bose noge i navukli drvene cipele.
So we would take the wooden shoe and crack open the ice and then take an ice cold shower in the winter morning.
Onda bismo sa tom drvenom cipelom razbili led i sklonili taj led i onda bi ledeno hladni tuš imali u hladnom zimskom jutru.
So when I think back, I'm deriving great happiness from this thought.
Kada mislim na to, kada se setim toga, onda iz toga izlečim veliku sreću.
Because by this kind of austerity, you just take shelter in Krishna.
Jer takvom vrstom strogosti jednostavno uzmete to čiste Krishna.
And that is wonderful.
I to je divno.
You do something for Krishna.
Uradite nešto za Krishna.
You don't do material life.
Ne radite materijalne stvari.
Krishna is in the center. You want to satisfy him by doing sankirtan.
Krishna je u centru. Želite ga zadovoljiti tako što radite sankirtan.
I'm not saying that all of us should now. You know, when the winter comes, water buckets with ice covered water in it. No, but the process of austerity, we should understand that. What it does to us, it makes us blissful.
Ja ne kažem da sada, kad dođe zima, mi svi trebamo imati takve kofe sa ledenom vodom. Ali trebamo shvatiti da šta, kako deluje na nas strogost, ono nas čini blaženi.
Whereas if you just follow your desires and stop devotional service, then you become miserable.
Ako samo slijedite svoje želje i prestanete sa predanim služenjem, onda se osjećate bedno.
Because as said earlier, these material desires, they are born from illusion, and they put us in suffering.
Jer kao što je ranije rečeno, ove materijalne želje potiču od iluzije i stvaraju patnju.
So this is one important point in our Krishna conscious philosophy, and I thought to make this point so that we can happily engage in our in those austerities which we do in this movement.
To je jedna važna poenta u našoj filozofiji svesnosti Krišne i da se mi onda možemo sretno angažovati u strogostima u našem, koje radimo u našem pokretu.
Our austerity is not so difficult. We have four regulative principles. We rise early. We stay in the association with devotees and do devotional service.
Naše strogosti nisu tako velike. Mi sledimo četiri regulativne principa. Ustajemo rano. Angažujemo se u predanom služenju. Šta je? I družimo se sa baktama.
Yes. And by doing this, we are assured that we are on our way back home, back to Godhead.
I radeći to, možemo biti sigurni da smo na našem putu nazad kući Bogu.
With great patience, we follow the orders of our spiritual master to spread Krishna consciousness.
Sa velikim strpljenjem sledimo naredbu svog duhovnog učitelja da širimo svesnost Krišne.
Even sometimes our mind screams and our body screams, oh no!
Čak ako ponekad naš um vrišti ili naše telo vrišti, oh ne.
Go home to mama and papa and to the coast and you know, run away from devotional service. Still, we know with our soul we are Krishna's.
Idi kući mami i tati ili na, na obalu, na more, pobegne od predanog služenja i den.
With our soul we are saying, no, no, we want to go back to Krishna, we do service for Krishna.
U našoj duši mi znamo, želimo otići na Krišni, raditi službu za Krišnu.
Because if we follow our material desires, we will suffer so much. They are our enemies.
Ako ispunjavamo naše materialne želje, puno ćemo ispaštati. Oni su naši neprijatelji.
You can ask the materialists who have this huge arrangement for sense gratification and mind gratification. They are just cultivating the enemies, that's all.
Možete videti materialiste koji prave velike aranžmane za zadovoljenje čule, zadovoljenje uma. Oni samo neguju neprijatelje, to je sve.
So let us all surrender to Krishna as much as we can.
Stoga predajmo se Krishna što više možemo, svi.
It says Krishna consciousness is knowledge and austerity.
Ovdje je rečeno da je svjesnost Krišne znanje i strogost.
Like Raghunath Goswami.
Trebamo raditi kao Raghunath Goswami.
He had such a rich family, you cannot imagine.
On je imao tako bogatu porodicu, ne možete ni zamisliti.
Two cooks were taking care of him.
Dva kuvara su brinula za njega.
He had a wife as beautiful as the wife of the King of Heaven.
On je imao ženu koja je bila jednako lepa kao žena kralja raja.
His parents were fabulously rich.
Njegovi roditelji su bili fantastično bogati.
And still he left everything to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
A ipak on je sve ostavio da bi otišao Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
His wife, his mother was saying, how can we keep him? We must put him in an iron shackle.
Njegova majka je rekla, kako da ga zadržimo, moramo ga okovati u gvozde na okove.
And his father said, no, if he breaks away from the shackle of a beautiful wife, then what iron shackle in the world will help for him?
Ne, njegov otac je rekao, ne, ako se on oslobodi okova lepe žene, onda koji drugi okovi mogu da ga zadrže?
Then he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it is described that in the beginning he would always receive money from his father.
On je prišao Chaitanya Mahaprabhu i opisano je da je u početku uvijek dobio novac od svog oca.
He would live very, he would have huge feasts on the Lakshmi of his father. He would invite all the monks of Puri and of course maybe Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but then he didn't accept this any longer.
On je u početku dok je primao taj novac, onda je pravio velike gozbe i pozivao je sve monahe iz okoline, a posebno Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ali kasnije nije prihvatao više.
He thought, now I'm a renunciant, but I still live on the the mercy of a materialist.
On je pomislio u jednom trenutku, ja sam u odvojenom redu ili živim odvojeno, a primam novac od materialiste.
So later, it's a long story, but in the end he lived very, very renounced, but he was he was always diving in the ocean of bliss of Krishna consciousness.
To je duga priča, ali on je živao vrlo, vrlo strogim životom, ali je uvijek bio uronjen u okean blaženstva svjesnosti Krishna.
He should renounce material illusion, but never Krishna conscious
trebamo materijalnu iluziju, odreći se materijalne iluzije, ali ne zadovoljstva u svjesnosti Krishna.
So this was a little, I remember just before I woke up, I had a dream.
Sjećam se, upravo nego što se probudio, sanjao sam, imao sam san.
Someone was coming in this dream and he said, wake up Satchinathan, Swami, admit that you are Maya.
Neko mi došao u snu i rekao, probudi se, Satchinathan Swami, priznaj da si u Maji.
It was a nice dream, but I was shocked.
To je bio lep san, ali bio sam šokiran sa tim što se desilo.
And then we said, wow, I ran to the bathroom and started chanting.
Odnosno sam rekao, wow, i otišao sam u kupatilo i postavio.
Because we all know Krishna conscious pleasures are so much better than material pleasures.
Jer svi mi znamo da su zadovoljstva svjesne Krišne mnogo, mnogo bolja od materijalnih zadovoljstva.
It is considered a luxury to sleep long on Sunday morning.
Smatra se luksuzom spavati duže u nedjelju ujutro.
But it's much nicer to be with the devotees, chant Hare Krishna.
Mnogo lepše biti sa baktama i pevati Hare Krishna.
Much nicer.
Mnogo lepše.
Dream just makes you depressed.
Snevanje vas samo čini depresivni.
So let us wake up from the dream of material existence.
Probudimo se.
Jump into the holy association at the holy place called Samachka 118. Samachka.
Šumatovačka. Probudimo se iz sna materijalnog postojanja i uskočimo u sveto društvo u Šumatovačkoj 118.
And especially if we want to make a kingdom of devotional service.
Ovdje želimo napraviti kraljevstvo predanog služenja.
This wonderful opportunity is to be together with Krishna through our service.
Sa divnim prilikama da budemo zajedno sa Krishnom, da se družimo sa Krishnom kroz naše služenje.
So Hare Krishna, thank you very much.
Hvala.
I think I must learn Yugoslavian language because this is such a drag, this going back and forth, everyone is suffering.
Ja mislim da moram naučiti jugoslovenski jer je takva gnjavaža iznova kao napred nazad ići, odnosno najizmenično govorite.
To my last life, I think I'm still have good chances to learn.
Mislim da imam dobre šanse da naučim iz prošlog života.
So are there any pitanjes? Pitanjes?
Da li ima pitanje?
This point, I think it has become clear.
Mislim da je,
this question, this, are we going to develop a neurosis?
Da li je jasna ova poenta, da li ćemo razviti neurozu ako potiskamo mali želje?
Sometimes also devotees who are not fully devotees, they are not wholesome, you know, they are not really happy, wealthy and wise.
Ponekad bhakte koji nisu u potpunosti, koji nisu celoviti, koji nisu u potpunosti angažovani, oni nisu sretni, bogati i mudri.
Because they are not authentic in what they do.
Jer nisu autentični onome što rade.
It's neither material life nor spiritual life.
Niti je to je niti materijalni život, niti duhovni život.
It's something in between.
To je nešto između.
So therefore we must strive for authenticity or authenticity, I think it's called.
Stoga moramo težiti ka autentičnosti.
Good. Hare Krishna. So I think we can end here. How will all the guests get in the room? We might open the
door. Yes, and the devotees can. Or
they can stay in the bathroom.
They will be in the hall, they are everywhere.
How from the windows? Good. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Jai Ram Maharaj ki
jai.